Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Rachel Thompson Phillips, who I have on several times a year, and she's going to do some readings with her oracle cards, and she's an amazing intuitive. She's an international psychic, healer. She does Reiki, crystal, remedial massage therapist. She's a coach and mentor. She's an NLP practitioner, a holistic counselor, body intuitive, trainer, facilitator, speaker, and she works on radio and podcasts in the USA. Wow. Rachel, can you ask for anything more? She's been reading for over 15 years to help others along their personal and spiritual journey, both locally and internationally. And if you want to find out more about Rachel, I'm going to give you her website now. So get your pens and papers out, and I'm going to give that to you. First of all, Rachel spells her name R-A-C-H-A-E-L. Thompson is T-O-M-P-S-O-N. Phillips is P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. So her website is on the World Wide Web, and it's simply her name, RachelThompsonPhillips.com. So check that out when you have a chance. And for now, let me welcome Rachel.
Hi, love. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am wonderful. It is summer here. We've just had Christmas, and now just getting slowly back into things with work again. So it's been wonderful to have a couple of weeks off.
I can imagine. It's such a lovely time of year to have time off too, isn't it?
It is for us here in Australia because it's our summer. So the weather has been glorious. And so, yeah, you just can't ask for better time to have time off when the sun is shining, the water and the beaches are just glorious. And it's just such, I think Christmas is such a beautiful social element for people where they can just come together and there's no pressures and expectations and you can just get to see people that you may not have caught up with for a long time. So I think it's a really nice social element this time of the year too.
Yes, yes, I totally agree. Now, before the show, you were talking about some new excitement in your life. You formed an academy and wanted to talk a little bit about that. So I'm going to give you the chance to do that now.
Oh, cool. Thank you. So I have created an academy, which is called Soul Vibe Academy. It's something I'm very, very excited about. I hear so many people sharing with me that they want to start their own business, but they just don't know where to start. And because I have worked for myself for over 20 years, while I've had little children right up to now having, you know, young adult children. And I think it's so important to be able to follow your dreams. But if you have all of these dreams just sitting in your head, going around and around in circles, and you really don't know how to put it into a structure or customize it so it fits within where your life is, it can become really, really confusing. And at the end of the day, no one wants to spend the rest of their life getting up and doing a job they really don't like. So the Soul Vibe Academy has a business and it has an intuition element. So the business side of things is for people that are in startup phase, so they want to start to have their business. And then once they've got going, then usually people want to be able to expand their business. So then there's a learn how to create your own website and online courses so that you've got all these different levels and where you can drive your business and have full control of that, your own self, which I think is so important as well. And then the intuition element is teaching people about intuition. And intuition, I think most people think, is only just used for business, but it's not. It is a component that I use in my business to help make decisions. But it's also about how to be able to use that intuition in every area of your life. So I just like to share all of the knowledge that I've learned about intuition that I have attained over the last 20 years and be able to help people learn how to connect more with their own self through that intuition and understand it on a deeper level and know how to build more confidence when connecting in with their intuition. So Soul Vibe Academy is about that mesh between business and intuition. So it's something I'm really excited. It's something I've been working on for about 4 or 5 months now. So I'm really excited to be able to share that in the year of 2018.
Well, I wish you all the best with that. You certainly deserve it.
Oh, thank you so much, love. That's so lovely of you to say that. I think like anything, as you know yourself, like you just, when you have learned something your own self and you see other people struggling, all you want to be able to do is help them remove that struggle from their life and be able to live the life of their dreams as well. So it's, you know, to me, everything has always been about learning something for yourself first, implementing it, and then sharing it so that the next group of people coming along don't have to go through some of the struggles that you have and make that road a little bit smoother for the next people. And, you know, by helping other people achieve their dreams helps you connect in with your dreams as well. So it just sort of keeps that passion alive for us.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, Rachel has developed a set of Oracle cards. They're the BU Oracle cards. They're wonderful. I have a set of them, and I love them. Rachel, would you like to talk a little bit about them?
No problems. The BU Oracle cards were something that I had first wanted to do about 5 years ago. But I couldn't draw for anything. I couldn't draw to save myself. So I had all of the meanings and everything that I wanted to do, and I put it on the back burner. And then I just happened to come across an amazing artist that could articulate what I wanted to be portrayed with them. So then I had to then go in and learn everything that I could about creating the Oracle cards. And the purpose behind that was I had a very big, bad boat accident 16 years ago where I got thrown out of a speedboat at 80 miles an hour. And the reason that happened was simply because I didn't listen to my own intuition. So then I spent so many years, probably a good 10 years, researching everything about intuition so I could understand it on every level. And when people come to me and they want to learn about intuition, sometimes they forget that, yes, we get intuitive information, but we need to have tools and resources to be able to help hone those skills, like a basketball player. For an elite basketball player, they can't play basketball without a ball. So to me, that was the same concept with intuition. You can't just sit there and think intuitive information is going to come at you at 100 miles an hour every single day. We'd go into overload. Whereas we can hone in on those skills by developing a deeper connection with our own self through Oracle cards. So it helps you build an intuitive mindset strength by having a resource to be able to work with. So I designed the cards because I found that for a long time, and this is only just my own personal opinion, I found most of the time people are looking externally outside of themselves when trying to learn about their intuition via angels or, you know, dragon phases. There's lots of different oracle cards out there, but to me I found that they were all about looking outside of themselves, when to me it was always about all of the answers are within you. So that really made me want to consider that when I designed my own deck of cards, that I wanted people to connect in with their own self and develop that stronger level of trust within themselves, learn to understand how they operate and how their brain processes information. And so that was why I designed the deck of oracle cards, to help people learn more about themselves, because I believe that that's all intuition is. Intuition is a skill that we all have, that we haven't yet been taught how to utilize it to its maximum. And there's, you know, gone are the days where it's just intuition was just a spiritual component. It's now there's so many people in the everyday world that use intuition, like, you know, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, Richard Branson. There's every walk of life are using intuition, and so I feel like if we can learn to understand that, we learn to understand ourselves better, so therefore we can make better decisions. So that was why I wanted to, that was a different way in which I could share the knowledge that I had learned through creating the Oracle cards.
Beautiful. Well, if you're ready, let's go to the phone lines. We've got quite a few people stacked up there.
That's awesome.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get to everybody, folks, but I guarantee we'll get to the people I've talked to and perhaps a few others. So please be patient and stay on the line. And our first caller is Anne. And Anne, you are live.
Hello, David. Hello, Rachel. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm very well, thank you, Anne. And you, love?
I'm doing good, thank you.
That's good. Do you have a question, or would you like for me to just pull a card for
yes,
you, love?
Yes, I would like to ask you, what do you see for me for this year in the love life? I'm looking for something permanent and serious, not just a date.
No problems. So the card that's come out for you is empowerment. So empowerment is about being able to express that vulnerability within your own self. Usually when we are looking for, because you're wanting to find love in this year, and you want it to be a really solid love, like you want it to be something that is long-term, something that can build a beautiful relationship with. Sometimes we have to let those walls down in order for people to be able to see every part of who ourself is. You strike me as an incredibly strong, strong woman that can overcome anything. And that can sometimes be incredibly daunting for men, because men like to feel that they are, you know, it doesn't matter how much we evolve, there are still some certain components that are still old school, as in men feel like they are the, you know, the knight that comes in on the shining horse to save us women. And yet, so if they come across an incredibly strong woman, they feel like they don't have anything that they can give to them. Yet when you bring that strength down into an area that's, yes, I am strong and I am confident, but I am also wanting to share that strength with someone, it comes from a very different place. One is inviting and one pushes people away. So my greatest advice for this year, love, would be to just really share that vulnerability of why you want to find a soulmate for long term. Not just from that logical point, but from that place within your soul that yearns to have another person that you can connect with on so many levels, so that when you go on these dates, you're coming more from that place of that soul rather than that logical ticking off the box, going yes, 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 no, 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 you don't fit my criteria, see you later. Because it doesn't allow you to stay present when you're around people, and when you focus more on what it is that you really want on a soul level, you really are going to attract someone that's very beautiful. And I do see that happening closer towards the 4-month mark. I do believe that you'll find them in the 3rd month, and it'll take about a month before you go, yeah, this is someone that I could really see myself with. So as I said, love, I would focus on getting a lot of clarity around letting some of those defense mechanisms down. Don't let past experiences filter into these new people that you want to invite into your world. Just focus on what it is that you want, and then be open when it's ready to come to you, love.
Okay, so what month did you say it may happen, the person that
I say the 3rd month is what would be January, February, March. So I reckon around about the March time, I'd see you being at some sort of event or a family gathering or something that is where it's bringing people to give together, and I see that you will meet someone through that sort of environment, and then you'll have a really great time with them there at that event, and then you'll decide to go on a date, or, you know, text and call, then go on a date, and just take tiny little steps towards that. and you'll find that you will feel that connection with that person immediately.
So I don't know this person yet, right?
No.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you.
That's my pleasure, and you have a wonderful 2018, love.
Thank you, and the same to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling,
Anne.
Sure. Thank
Hi.
You, David. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Hey, Miranda is our next caller. Let's see here. The phone lines are... Never mind.
Thank you,
Miranda,
David.
You're live.
Thanks, David. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, love. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, my question is, I got a couple of questions. Trying to figure out what to ask you. Okay. So, all right.
Because we have got a lot of callers on there, if you can just sort of think about one that you would really like, love, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, surely. So I am considering Reiki training. And I have the opportunity to work with someone nearby, someone local, or to move or out of state to get the training. And I'm wondering what the card has to share with me, what would be a better fit.
Okay, then. The first thing immediately, before I pull a card, I'll also share with you what I get. So immediately the first thing all I can hear is like all your spirit guides and your own soul, higher self just going, finally, like cheering you on. My first immediate thought is do one locally. I think if you have to travel outside of it, it's going to be harder for you to commit to, then it puts pressures and expectations on. Whereas if you've got someone that's local that you really trust and have built a really good rapport with them, therefore, if anything that comes up, you've got that immediate connection that you can go down and continue on the learning with them. So the card that comes up for you at this point is frustration. So frustration is about being able to have a look at things on it. At the moment, I feel like you've got some frustrations that are going on in your world at this point, and I feel like it's like that saying, until you make a decision, you can't move forward. And I feel like you're spending so much time going, should I, shouldn't I, should I, which is the right road, which is the right road. Always remember that whatever you decide to do is always going to be the right thing for yourself, but without making a decision, you're sort of driving yourself a bit crazy. And sometimes that can come from fear, because when we invest in these kind of things, we want to make sure we are having that training done with the best people under the best facilities and all of that. Now, you are actually a natural born healer. All you need is the training and to know the structure on how to do that, and you're going to be able to implement that back into your business and do very, very successfully from that. So just make a decision and move on, love.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's my pleasure, love. You take care.
Thanks, David. Thank you.
You're welcome, Miranda. Thank you for calling. Okay, Lynn is our next caller. Lynn, you're live.
Hi. Good evening, David. Hi, Rachel. Happy New
Year.
Hi,
Year. How are you,
everyone?
Love?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Thank you, love, for calling in.
Thank you. Let's see, if you could just pull a card. That would be great. Just a card.
Okay. So the card that's come out for you is a card of solitude. This time of the year, especially, this is the time where we do a lot of planning and preparing, and we do a lot of reflection over what didn't work and what did work last year, and it becomes this mad rush. And it's something I've seen over the last couple of weeks. It's like this mad rush. You need to know what you're going to do for the next 12 months, and you need to know that right now. And it's for some people that really they do very well in those circumstances, but sometimes it can put people into a lot of stress. So the card that's come up for you is solitude, and that is about drawing all of your energy within and going in and sitting quietly with yourself around the questions that you would like to know about this year, and then allowing the answers to be revealed to you. Now, even if they don't come come to you immediately, know that that energy vibration is going to be sent out, and therefore beautiful little synchronicities or signs or little intuitive messages will also come in
yeah.
as a way to be able to confirm with you whether you're on track or not. Okay, now with you especially,
oh, yeah.
if you are on mm-hmm. track, you get this beautiful sense of calmness that come over you. If you're out of alignment, you get a sense of more questions, more doubt, and that's a very big sign to say that you're off track. And sometimes it can be just sometimes reassessing it and going, okay, if this is something I really want to do and I'm off track, what part of am I off track with it? Are my expectations too high? Am I putting too much pressure on myself? And instead of being able to do it at 3 months, I might need to have to wait and put that at the 6 month mark and do that. So really go in, and I feel like your intuition comes through a feeling. So connect
yeah.
in with that
yeah.
feelingness. So
yeah.
if it feels right, go with it. If
mm-hmm.
it doesn't feel right, but you still want to pursue it, see what's not working, and then continue on. But don't invest a lot of time and energy in something that doesn't feel right. Just keep focusing on the things that feel right, and at that right time, those other things will then come back into your world. And I really feel like if you can really learn to hone into that feeling element,
oh, yeah.
then you are going to have a wonderful, wonderful year, love.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a wonderful birthday reading. Today's my birthday. So thank
oh,
you
happy
so
birthday,
much.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You so much. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Blessings.
Same
thank
with
you,
you
David.
Too, love. Thank you so much for
thank
calling.
Thank you, Rachel.
Oh,
and
happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was a nice reading. I liked that. Ellen
oh,
is next.
You.
And Ellen, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Terrific, and thanks for asking, and I hope you're doing well and having a happy new year.
I am, thank you so much.
My question is, what can the cards tell me about January for me?
Okay, I love when people are so specific. Sometimes they can be really broad for the whole year, so I think it's awesome that you've asked for specifics for January, so let's go and see what checks out for you. The card that's come up for you is hope. Now, hope is something is about having that ability to believe in yourself. When you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything. We all hear that saying, but we don't always usually apply and implement that energy and intention to it. So I get this feeling, and I have this great urgency to say to you, like, you have this great sense of conviction within your own self. When you fully believe in yourself, you can achieve anything and move mountains more than other people can, which is a wonderful testament to your self-love. But the moment that you have the slightest little bit of doubt about something, that also goes to the extreme of mentally, like, beating yourself up. So with that, my biggest suggestions is remember that you have all of the determination within you to be able to achieve your goals. So set your goal just for January and work on just one thing at one time. I feel like sometimes you can want to try and achieve two or three times and have, you know, two, three, four things going all at once, like what we women tend to do. But yet if you just focus on one thing at one time, you will achieve that and achieve it very quickly so that you can then move on to the next thing that you would like to work towards. And I'm also getting told for the month of January, break down the goals that you want to be able to achieve because in mm-hmm. some of the steps, they're going to take a little bit longer for you to achieve and you haven't allocated that extra time. So if you think one goal is going to take, you know, a week or 2 weeks, in one of your steps, it may actually take you 3 to 5 weeks. And because you have that real determination within you, if you haven't hit that mark within the 3 week mark, you'll feel like you're doing something wrong, and that's where that self-doubt can come in. So just to go over and have a look at your goals and look at realistically how long each one of those goals is actually going to take for you to achieve, so that it gives you a chance to actually breathe, because I really feel like I need to say this word to you. You need to just take a moment to just stop and breathe, because I feel like you're just so ready to go. But I feel like you'll be chasing yourself and rob yourself of the enjoyment of actually achieving the goals that you want to.
Wow. Well, thank you, Rachel, for the wonderful message.
It's my pleasure, love. And one thing I just want to remind you, whenever there is a moment when you have doubts, remember the stars in the sky are always things that are out there every single night, and they give you the hope to believe in yourself, because we become very optimistic when we look out at the stars and we drop down into that space of just really, truly connecting in with yourself. So in those moments of doubt, go and sit out. I have a ritual that I do every single evening. Every single evening, doesn't matter what time I go to bed because I'm a bit of a night owl, I will always finish my evening off with a cup of coffee and I go and sit out and I just look out at the stars for 20 minutes and my mind just becomes really quiet. And sometimes the answers are revealed to us when we simply just let go. So, hope that helps, love.
It does. Thank you. Have a wonderful year.
My pleasure. Same with you too, love. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Ellen.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, Laura is our next caller. And Laura, you're live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura, how are you, love?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Do you have a question that you would like to ask, love, or would you like a card just pulled?
Well, I have a question. I would like to know when you see me getting a really good job so I could get my house this year. But I need the job.
I understand that. My question I want to ask you, love, is to find what is a really good job for you. Because I feel like at this point, your levels of what you define as good and the reason it hasn't come to you is because your expectations are too low.
Well, I've been interviewing for some good jobs in the, my last three interviews were for better jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a fun interview yesterday.
Do they fit the criteria of the dollar value that you want to ultimately be able to earn?
The last
or are they 10 or anywhere between 10 or 15,000 less than what you would like to actually achieve?
Well, the one yesterday was 10,000 less than what I would like to achieve.
Yep,
but the other
great.
Two, the other two, I think would meet the criteria.
I feel like there's a real uncertainty with that answer, love. The reason I'm saying it is because even without pulling a card, the very first thing that I'm getting is your expectations are too low, love. Like you, as in the job description area, you have this great dream of being able to buy this beautiful home, and you will get that, but you are going into a job description that is below the level of what you can actually achieve. So raise your level of standard, love, and go for something even bigger. If it scares the crap out of you, then that's okay. It will help bring out more skills within your own self. I feel like you're settling for less rather than stretching and growing for more. And so I think if you really go back over and have a look over in the paper or wherever it is that you're looking for jobs, I think you'll find one, like say for example you would like, and I'm just going to use this as an example, say you want to earn $80,000 for the year. You really need to be looking at ones that are around the $90,000 to $95,000. That's the thing that I keep getting with you. Go for 10 or 15 more than what you would ultimately like, and then that's where the ballpark is where you're actually going to be.
Okay.
And I feel like the job will just fall into the place and you'll have all the skills that next level within that job area that you want will just, you have so many untapped skills, and I think I feel like if you are not put in a place where you are not so much forced, but you really want to excel in, you can really fit back into that comfort zone. I really feel like the thing that I need to say to you is this is not the year to sit within your comfort zone. This is your year for you to stretch, grow, access and use some of those amazing skills that you naturally have, but you don't see any value in them, love. So remember, you have so much untapped potential. This is the year to tap into them. So reach for higher than what you're going, and you'll find there'll be two or three jobs that will be there, and you'll have a couple of job offers within the next couple of months, only if you stretch and grow. If you stay lower, then that is the message that has been revealed to you, is that all of these ones that are lower, they're not going to satisfy you, and I believe that that is your soul's message to say, we're not going to give you mediocre anymore. We want you to rise above and reach for greater levels within your own self-love.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate that reading.
That's my pleasure, love. You take care.
You too.
Thanks for calling, Laura. Okay, bye now. You're welcome. Okay, just to let the callers on the line know, we're going to be able to get to you, the ones that are on now, so don't worry about that. We're moving along nicely. And Kathy is the next caller. And Kathy, you're live.
Hi, Rachel, how are you?
Hi, Kathy. I'm very well, thank you, loving you.
I'm doing wonderful.
That's good.
So, I had a question. I am starting, I'm looking for employment, and I have a good lead for a VP of finance with healthcare, within the healthcare industry, not hospital related, just healthcare management type, but it's a VP of finance. So do you see me getting the actual interview and offer, or exactly what do you see around it?
I do see that it's a really good fit for you. The card that's come up for you is Strength, which when I designed the card, it's to me, it's that epitome of having spunk. You're really comfortable with your own skill set, so you can sell yourself, or not so much sell yourself, but share with these prospective people just how awesome you are. Utilize that and connect one of it. Sometimes we feel like if we share too much about ourselves, we come across as egotistical. That's not you, because you come from a place of having the skill set to back it up and the evidence to prove that you are worth that and more. So just go in there with full confidence in yourself, love, knowing that you've already got the job and it will fall into place beautifully. But the big thing I want to say to you also, too, is that only sit within their dollar value that they offer you for the first 6 months, and after that, look at an increase of anywhere up to 30K, because you're going to be able to give them more, and they're going to see the value, but unless you ask them to reevaluate that situation, they'll still pay you 30K less than what you're worth. Okay?
Okay, so you're not saying making 30K after 30K more,
no, 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 no.
Correct?
Say, for example, they say that their start point is 60,000. Just using it as a ballpark example, okay? Say they decide that the annual income is 60,000. Just say to them, yes, that's fine, but if I meet that criteria, and this is where that spunk and conviction comes in, and you can say to them, look, I have so much more skill set that I can bring to this, that if I can share with you and show with you guys within 6 months that I'm of that value. You don't have to do it in the interview, but have that sitting in the back of your mind and approach them around the 4 to 5 mark, because you'll start hearing them saying, God, you're such a great asset to our business. I can't believe, you know, just how efficient everything is running. We're so grateful to have you. They're all just little indicators that the soul's saying, now this is the time to start saying, thank you so much. I really appreciate this, and I would love to sit down and discuss how we can take this business to a new level. I've got all these great skills and all these great ideas I would love to share with you. And then sit down and have a meeting with them, and because you are going to come up with some really great ideas on how you can bring even more structure to this business, which means better structure brings better efficiency and effectiveness, which means they're making better dollars. So because of that, they're generating more, so they'll have more to be able to give to you. And that's where you ask for the extra third, anywhere up to 30K.
That would be so awesome, because the job right now, just what I have went in at, is way more than I've ever made. So if you're saying I'm actually getting the opportunity, and then within months I could potentially get more, I would just be astounded. I mean...
And I think
great,
the most wonderful
grateful.
Thing for you is going to be, it's not just going to be that fine, it's going to give you that financial freedom. And once you have that financial freedom, you're going to be able to just take that pressure off, take that stress off of chasing the dollars, and that's therefore going to allow you to even show even more skills than what you even thought you would. So remember, simplicity is the key. Sometimes businesses overcomplicate the crap out of things, and sometimes in order for businesses to get back on track and be running as effectively as what they can be is simplicity. And you have that, you have that really keen eye to just go, if they tweaked it here, 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 things would be even better. And if, when things run better, it means there's more money coming in, then they're more happy to put money out.
Okay. Do you have any timing around when I will start working? Or the interview or anything?
I see you being within 3 months. I feel like within the next couple of weeks this opportunity is going to come up, but I think it's going to be around the 3rd month that that real conviction that you go, yeah, I'm ready to start approaching this new idea with them. So
oh,
the
no,
thing
I'm
that comes up, if I'll give you
starting.
One last little bit of insight, the message that I've just received right now is keep a little notebook every time you see that something's not working effectively or efficiently and you can see easily how it can be amended, write it down in a little notebook all the time so that when you decide to want to go and approach them, you can then go this, and actually have evidence to prove on how you can make that business run a lot more smoothly.
Okay. And the timing, I don't know if I heard 3 months for me starting or 3 months for me implementing procedures.
Yeah, there is 3 months within implementing. So see, within the next couple of weeks, the opportunity to have the interview and start. And I see within the 3 months is when you'll start to, it's almost like a veil is going to be removed and you're going to just see things so simply that other people haven't been able to see. Sometimes, and you have this great tenacity to make things simplicity simple yet smooth. And I say that this place is going to be very stressful, and if you can remove some of the stress, not so much stressful for you, but the environment itself is stressful. Yeah, if things run more smoothly, it reduces the stress, so there's better productivity from the staff, right? So
there are
the different ways that you can come in and approach the subject, not only just from getting the business to run more effectively, but a reduction in stress, higher level of productivity. So that's why writing all of these things down in a notebook is going to be really poignant for you, because then you can see that one tiny little change can have a multiple domino effect on not just the running of the business, but the increase of productivity means high level of income, and therefore they can see that one little idea that you have has these multiple levels on benefits for every single person within the business, not just the high-end people, but for every single person. And so therefore, when you can see how one little change can have that big of an effect, and then all of a sudden you start seeing that there's 10 things that could be done, don't you think that you're going to be seen as a massive asset?
Oh, yeah. For at least with you reading me and my skills and my ability to see things more simplicity and be able to roll it out, you're absolutely 100% correct. I'm that person. So I am so delighted in your reading because you got me totally right. Hopefully you got the company right and I'm working there because I can bring simplicity to chaos very quickly because I'm simple and people overblow things. And it's just like, just go back to day-to-day simplicity and you can still get to the same answers and numbers without all the chaos in between. I like simplicity.
Yeah, and that's what is going to, so therefore that's that selling point within you. And you have a very beautiful, calm, but assertive nature. So use that into the interview. Go in with that total confidence of having total belief in those skill sets. A lot of people see that simplicity is underrated or that it doesn't hold the same validity. There is so much strength that comes from being able to be so calm and bring a natural flow of energy that reduces that stress. People, humans, We're such simple creatures, but we like to overcomplicate the crap out of things. So by having someone that's calm and has a clear head, especially in just day-to-day, but also in stressful situations, that's a massive asset. So use that, like really connect in with that and just own that when you go in for the interview.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure, love. You take care and have. I wish you all the best, love.
Thank you.
Best wishes, Kathy.
Thank you so much, also.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Our next caller is Shy, and you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Shy. How are you, love?
All right. And yourself?
I'm very good. Thank you, love, for asking.
Glad to hear. My question this evening is what the cards can show or what you see for me romantically in the next 3 months.
Okay, dokey. So the card that's coming up for you is very, very cool. It's called the Warrior Queen. Now, when I designed this card, to me, it was about that journey of having so much courage to just be your own self that you are not altered by other people's perceptions about you. And now that is one of your most wonderful traits, is that you're not about to change yourself for anyone, because you're actually very, very comfortable. You're really, really comfortable in your own skin, and that's acknowledging all of your amazingness and also accepting all the areas of yourself that aren't so awesome. And you can really own that. Whereas sometimes some people can go, oh, this, you need to do this and you need to wear this and you need to be this kind of person. That sense of conviction within your own self, it's that internal courage. And when you can share and express that with others and not alter who you want, and I believe that you have not so much a checklist, but you have a criteria in a way of the person. But yours is a very bit different. Most people are around looks and this and that. For you, I get this criteria that it's about how they make you feel, the kind of connection that you can have with them. And don't get me wrong, you still want them to be good looking, because, I mean, at the end of the day, who doesn't, you know? But it's also equally as important for you to have someone that makes you feel good and doesn't want to change who you are. Keep using that. I see within the next couple of months, by the end of February, someone is going to be you are going to attract that absolute ideal person that you want. And I feel like you've got a couple of girlfriends that are like, your expectations are high, that's why you haven't found someone, blah, blah, blah. That's their shit. Don't take it on board. You are in an awesome, amazing package.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
You will attract someone beautiful. I see a dark-haired gentleman. That is, I wouldn't say businessy, but is to me is old school. And when I say old school, I think of my pop, you know, the gentlemen that wore suits. They opened the door for women. They treated women the way that they should be, whereas, you know, a lot of that old school etiquette has gone out the window in some case. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you're going to really attract a beautiful gentleman who is very quiet and very reserved. But he's also going to let you know if you push the boundaries too far, because you like to see how far the boundaries are, but it's not about pushing the boundaries to be rude. It's more about seeing if your boundaries are a match with his boundaries. And that quietness doesn't mean that he's the kind of person that would go to a social event and everyone else would be talking. He would be talking, but he's not the one that needs to be the center of attention. He's someone that can hold an incredibly stimulating, incredibly great conversation, but is nowhere near any way, shape or form wanting to be involved in anyone's dramas. He just wants a beautiful life, and he's created that, and now he's looking for someone to be able to share that with, and you're a perfect match for it. So keep chasing the person that you want, and don't listen to the naysayers, because you know that you're exactly on track, love.
All right then, thank you so much for your words, Rachel.
My pleasure, love. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Good night.
Take care, Shy. Oops, sorry to cut you off, honey. All right, now I have area codes here, and area code 412, you're first. What is your name, please?
Hi, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Hi, Cam. Do you have a a question, or would you like me to just pull a card for you, love?
Okay, my name is Pam, not Kim.
Pam.
And mine is about romance too. I wonder if you see a new romance coming for me in the next couple months.
No problems. Let's go and see what comes up for you, Pam. So you two also have exactly the same card, which is Warrior Queen, which, again, as I just said, and did you just hear the message that I had for the previous lady?
Okay.
So this is a card where it's about having that strength and conviction to be your own self. I feel like there is still some defense mechanisms, that there's still a little bit of healing that needs to be done around previous love, or not so much previous love, but previous lack of the love that you would have liked to have received. And I feel like just a little bit more healing needs to be done around that area, so then you're fully open and available to being able to attract the exact right person. I feel like you're attracting people, but there's still like one or two key points that you're going, this is just, you know, this is not on point. And that's just being able to share with you that one little key element of, and I feel like I just need to say, and it's not even that it's the start of a new year. I feel like you have made so many changes over the last, you've done so much transformation over last year, and especially the last couple of years, that has brought you to this beautiful conviction that you have within your own self. Sometimes we still have one or two little things that hold us back. I feel like it's in this love, in the previous love life, but I feel like it is actually more directed to the relationship that you would have had with your father when you were younger. So I feel like if you go back to the core, then you can resolve the healing that needs to be done there, and therefore then you'll be in total alignment to really draw in the person that you want to, because you will then be ready to be able to then give equally back as much as you would like to receive.
Okay. Do you feel like when someone's coming in? I don't really understand them. The only thing I do, I think my fiancé passed away a couple mm-hmm. years ago. I don't know mm-hmm. if that's what you...
Yeah, so when you're... There would be an element within your own self. Is there any sort of, even just little hint, where there are moments that you might catch yourself and go, because he is gone now, I'm not receiving the love that I would like to have had, and this is, there's a little bit of feeling like things are a little bit unfair in that situation?
Well, maybe. You know, I miss them. It's normal.
Definitely. That's definitely a key component. Whereas now you can go, I feel like you had quite a nice love with your previous partner. So rather than looking back on your past and going, I am actually lacking, not having that love in my life, you can look at what the beautiful things that you had with your previous partner and then focus on that, and therefore that will change the perception from now. Whereas sometimes when we only focus on what we don't have, we keep attracting what we don't have, rather than focusing on, there was a beautiful gentleness that you and your partner had. There was a really nice connection on very many levels. If you bring that into what it is that you would like to attract with that right person, it ultimately changes our perception, which means that we then realign our energy with being able to attract the exact right person rather than attracting what you don't want.
Okay. But do you see someone coming?
Yeah, within the next 4 months.
Oh, within the next 4 months. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't hear you say that.
No, that's okay, love. So you have a lot of really great things to offer, love, so don't settle for less. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure, love. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you,
God bless. You're welcome. Okay. We're moving on to area code 863. You are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Chip.
Hello. Good evening, David. Good evening, Rachel.
Hi, Julia. How are you, love?
Doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, I have a question. Mm-hmm. I would like to receive insights around, I'm wanting to relocate this year, maybe within the first 3 to 6 months of the year. And I just, mm-hmm. you know, would like to know if it will be, you know, successful because it's a starting over point.
Mm-hmm. So the card that's come up for you is around, it's called Moon Cycle. So Moon Cycles is about working with the moon energy to be able to look at when is the greatest time to be able to manifest, the greatest time to harvest. So we've just had the first full super moon for you guys it was the 1st of the 11th, the 1st of the 1st. So that was just the other day. So this is a really great time to be able to surrender, release and let go. And over the next coming days, I'm not exactly sure. So just go in and have a look at new moon in your area when the next new moon is. The new moon is when we set the intention to be able to manifest what it is that we want to invite into our world. So this is the time of letting go and then preparing for what you want to harvest in the coming months. And I feel like if you really set that intention, then you have all of the abilities to manifest whatever it is that you want to have in your world. I do get a sense of to just be cautious and not to jump into the first thing that presents itself immediately. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it, because you will do make the move, but just don't... I just keep seeing this big cautious sign just at the moment, okay, love? So maybe the caution is around really looking about what it is that you want to be able to have in that next new location. What is it about the new beginning that you want to have and be able to obtain more clarity? So therefore, when the opportunity presents itself, you know that it's totally in alignment with your own self.
Okay.
Okay, but definitely go in and check when the new moon is for when your area is. Spend these next couple of days. Usually between the full moon and the new moon can be something between 7 to 10 days sometimes. So you've got a few more days, so just go in and utilize this time to be able to really clarify what it is that you want from this move so that when that new moon comes, I myself personally like to do these really cool new moon and full moon burning ceremonies where on a full moon I will write down all of the things that I would like to surrender, release and let go of, and I write them all in a list. And then when I've sat and I feel like I've put everything onto a piece of paper, then on that night or even the night after, I will then go outside and just offer that to the universe and to my higher self and say, these are things that I choose to surrender from. This and anything else that you see is for my benefit and for my own growth. I surrender and let them go. And I light the piece of paper up and let it just fall into ashes. And sometimes I'll do that burning ceremony while I'm having a cup of coffee. I might even do it sometimes having a glass of wine, depending on how I feel. And then with the new moon, then I write a new list of all of the things that I would like to attract and manifest, and I get so much clarity around it so that with each thing that I write on there, I know what every step is that it will take. So then it creates like a little action step for yourself so that you can go, if this is what I want to attract, what are the things that I may need to do to implement to make sure that this is going to come to pass for me? And then again, on the night of a new moon, I then do the same burning ceremony again. And that's about setting that intention, aligning yourself with the energy of what you want to magnetize and draw into your world. I think you quite easily enjoy that, love. And it helps you by writing these ideas down. It helps you to be able to obtain more clarity, more understanding, more level of conviction around what it is that you want to draw into your world too.
Okay. And you feel like the move will be successful, that, you know, things will...
Yes, I do, but I still think that there's... Yeah, I do, but I feel like at the moment it's now let's make a new move and let's do this. It'll be all exciting, but I still feel like there's a little undercurrent of things that you just need a little bit more clarity around, and you'll get that through writing things down, that you'll go, mm-hmm. oh, okay, I've got step 1, 2, and then I've got step 5. Oh, I'm missing step 3 and 4 to make this fully come about. So And that's why I was talking to you about creating, like doing these rituals, because it helps you to be able to take your ideas from being in your head and actually seeing them on a piece of paper. And then it gives you that step going, okay, well, this is the next thing I need to do. And you can tick it off, and then you can see that that what it is that, you know, that move, how fast you can create it for your own self.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, love. You take care.
All right. Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Same with you too, love. Thank you.
You too, Julia.
Thank you. Julia. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Okay, area code 216, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I need to know, what is your specialty to the psychic reader?
As in what? I'm not sure I follow and understand your question, love. What is it? What's your name?
I just called you about 15 minutes ago, so I didn't come in at the start of the call. So, I mean, are you an empath, intuitive, or psychic?
Oh, okay. So, cool. Yep, now I understand. I am a psychic clairvoyant, so I intuitively receive information, and I use all of my skills as in empath, all of the clear skills, and but I also have created a deck of oracle cards, so I will also pull a card as a way of confirmation for people as well.
All right, thank you. I'm just trying to, so I can ask, you know, the particular question. This is regarding housing for me. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, long story short. Very toxic, dirty, and I'm living in a suburb called Shaker Heights. Been here for 5 years, doing my best to get out, and it's just really been a struggle. And I started taking some courses about, well, it'll be 5 years now, and that's the only thing that's keeping me here, but it's truly been a negative, hateful experience with the abuse. I need to know, housing-wise, I went for a here, and I'm considering of moving. What would be the best time to move out of state? And I was considering Pacific Northwest, and would that be best for me to start the process this year? My birthday is in July, and then my housing here. I was focused on just renting a room, but it's just been a time just, you know, finding and sustaining employment. And yes, I pray, I meditate, I'm burning candles and chanting and for money to come in other ways. And it just, I don't know. I just fed up.
No problem. No problems. Well, I'm going to start with a few different pointers of, okay, in the, there's many questions in the one question. The biggest thing that comes up when you started talking is, I feel like your soul has been quite shattered and destroyed due to the location and environment, and therefore that you're an incredibly sensitive person. So the moment that you feel like things are, mind my French, things are turning to shit, it just seems to amplify for you because you become so sensitive. My biggest advice that I can give to you is, there needs to be a moment that you actually need to stop, really take stock of what's not working in your world, and totally just let go of all of the emotions, all of the rage. I feel like there is so much rage around your emotional state, as in really upset by the situation that you're in. And because of that, like, you can meditate until the cows come home, but that's done on one level, and the level of where your soul is vibrating is at that rage level. So the rage needs to be validated. Like, be okay that you are so angry and upset for where your situation is. Let all of those emotions go so you can start fresh and go, okay, this is where I am now. where do I want to be and what is it the hell that I have to do to get myself there, rather than just focusing on how crap things is, because then that's becoming an excuse for you to be able to go, because of the shitty location, this isn't working, because of this situation, this is not working, rather than, like, just, you don't have to buy into that crap, love. Seriously, you don't need to buy into it, but you do have to take ownership and responsibility for how you feel about it. Be completely okay in accepting of the situation that you're in now, and then, only then, will you then have a clear slate to be able to bring all of your focus, attention, but your soul energy into looking at how you can change the situation. If you don't go in and do that healing work around it, you are going to be still in the same spot in a couple of years' time, but even more resentful. And I really feel like you're at that breaking point where it's like, just tell me whatever it is that I have to do so I can get my shit and get out of here.
Yes, well, I'm an empath, and that's exactly how I feel. And I've done actions to forgive and release.
Yeah.
And to release and get me to, you know, do what I need to.
You're forgiving everyone else except for your own self. You're not forgiving yourself because you feel like it's wrong to be this angry or this disappointed. So you're not giving yourself the forgiveness that you would give to someone else.
Okay. All right. Okay, look, I've made the efforts. I've heard what you said.
If you could really get the clarity around surrendering and releasing all of this, I feel like, and really stay on track to a plan and not get distracted, because I think you can quite easily get distracted by drama and lower vibrating energy frequencies. It's very easy as an empath to, I mean, an empath is someone that picks up on energy, but it doesn't mean you need to do anything with it. And you can quite, if there's a frequency or a vibration of energy that you don't resonate with, give it back to the person that owns it. You don't have to take that on board. You only have to be responsible for your energy. So focus all of your intention on how is it that you want to feel. Because the only reason you're attracting these lower vibrating frequencies that affect you so much is because that's where you're at yourself at the moment, just due to that anger and rage. Clear the anger and rage, own it, validate it, accept it, start fresh, wipe the slate clean, therefore, and then focus on seeing that your energy vibration is like a, do you remember the old radios where you used to have the dials to tune into the frequency, to tune into a radio station?
I know what you're talking about.
Use those dials as a way to just fine-tune your energy so that you are taking your energy. Say that, I think sometimes having a number is sometimes can be helpful so that we can understand. Say you're vibrating at a level of 100 frequency. Keep turning the dial until you can get it to 200, then learn to maintain it at that level of 200, and then once you have, then fine-tune it again to get it to 300 and 400 as a way to give you back some mindset strength, but some empath strength within your own self too. You need to guard and you need to protect your own energy, but also you don't have to connect in with other people's energy. You can, remember, we are in total control of our own energy for what we have. If something comes into your frequency you don't like, you can emotionally and visually send that back and unplug it from your energy.
Okay, this sounds easier said than done. And I mean, I'm doing what I can to protect myself daily. And no, it's not my intention to pick up on other people's energy. I'm not trying to play the victim. Anyway, I will take your suggestions. Could you answer regarding my long-term move to Pacific Northwest?
If you can heal of these kind of things, then the time frame will be within the 6-month frame, closer towards four and a half months towards 6 months. You'll make that time frame if you can bring about the healing. If not, then I see that it could be postponed for a couple of years, love.
Okay. All right. Would it? Okay. Would you pick up on
energy? Do you know how to do a cutting cords meditation? Have you?
Yeah.
Do you ever do any cutting cords meditation?
Yeah. I was
how
doing some
last
frantic.
One? When was the last time you did one?
I was doing some pranic healing while I was waiting to come on the have my call answered, and that involves cutting cords and sweeping out the dirty energy and energizing.
Okay, so now you've done that, now it's time to go on and do the forgiveness healing and forgive yourself for the situation you're in right now.
Uh-huh. All right, so you're saying what, in the next 6 months I can look at the long-term move?
Definitely.
Yep. And I'm now considering Washington State. I mean, obviously Seattle, but I'm thinking of other cities too, but I don't know.
I'm probably more drawn to Seattle than I am Washington.
Okay. Well, I mean, Seattle is the capital of Washington State.
Oh, well, there you go. But Washington, Seattle is its own little area though, isn't it?
Well, it's the capital as far as I know. I mean,
yeah,
or I
so
don't.
That's the area that I would say would work for you, love. Go to there.
Okay. All right. Is that it? Is there anything else?
We're going to have to end there, honey.
That's it, love.
All right.
Thank
Oliver,
you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Good night, Patricia. You're welcome. And for people that didn't get a chance to talk to Rachel, please look her up on her website, which is rachelthompsonphillips.com. Rachel is spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L. Thompson has a P in it, T-O-M-P-S-O-N.
No, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
T-H, I'm sorry.
That's okay, love.
Well, Phillips has two L's. rachelthompsonphillips.com. Thank you for the correction.
That's okay, love.
Well, it's been a beautiful show. Thank you so much for your help.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. And I wish everyone an incredibly exciting and beautiful 2018. So thanks for having me on the show, too, David, as well, love.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure. Take care, sweetie.
All right. Thank you, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week. And remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.